an expectation is from 1/25/13, 47-year-old lady, last seen by me in October of 2010 for elevated CP, asymptomatic elevation of CPK. Patient was again referred for a similar correction for the same problem. Her CPKs have stayed elevated. Patient also has history of diabetes, hypertension, asthma, and hypercholesterolemia. She has been put on pravastatin since the last visit. She continues to be in Genumet, also on amlodipine. She was vitamin D deficient then and even recently. Currently, patient generally feels well. She complains of fatigue worse since her recent bout with bronchitis and asthma. Otherwise, only minor mild fatigue, no persistent pain, swelling, or stiffness, no complaints of weakness, no skin rashes and photosensitivity, oral or nasal ulcerations, sicker symptoms, etc. Past medical history, obesity, diabetes, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and elevated CPKs. Family history, father with diabetes, social history, quit smoking within the last 2 years, no alcohol use. Patient has been laid off 6 months ago. She does not drink soda or coffee. Allergies, none. Present medication, pravastatin, amlodipine, Genumet, vitamin D2, 1.25 milligram every week, multivitamin. On examination, her height was 5 feet 5 inches, weight 181, blood pressure 112 over 70, HEMT, and a big neck, supple chest, with regular equilibrium, abdomen, soft extremities, no edema, muscular skeletal examination, no optic synovitis, no definite weakness. Laboratory test performed on 11/15/2012 by Dr. Frank, who reviewed CBC and comprehensive panel, were normal. Cholesterol was a little elevated with at 222, LDL of 148, CPK was 520, TSH was normal, and UA was unremarkable. Vitamin D level was at 17. Impressions. Elevated CPK, asymptomatic. Patient had asymptomatic elevated CPK at least 2 years ago. Plans. I had a detailed discussion with the patient. I have reassured her I will check additional laboratory tests. I will see her back and follow up in 2 months. End of dictation on this patient with a copy of note to go to Dr. Frankel.